Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. A Tear and a Smile by Wanganga Shields is a love story of Clint, a Washington attorney, whose hobby is searching and learning about lesser-known memorials, and Cece, a girl he met under an unusual circumstance one spring weekend. Their love journey was full of tears and disappointment, since both have to overcome prejudices and hurts on both sides. Wanganga Grace Shields was born and raised in Nigeria, lived in Nigeria, the United Kingdom, Brazil, currently resides in Bethesda, Maryland, studied at the University of St. Andrews and American University, earned her Ph. Degree in economics. She's a widow with 4 grown children, 8 grandchildren, and 2 great-grandsons. Her writing career began after she had retired from the World Bank and consulting. Energized, she spends at least 2 hours writing in her study using her Mac. Coming from a place in Nigeria with rich history, she decided to make that place central to all of her books. Wanganga Shields, author of A Tear and a Smile and a Love Story. She's our guest on This Week in America. Dr. Shields, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. I'm glad to be with you, too.
This is an important book, and it's receiving excellent reviews. Dr. Shield has written a number of books, and we'll talk about that as we go through the conversation. This book touches on so many important topics. Let's talk about, first of all, where did the idea come from? The storyline that you talk about in A Tear and a Smile. How did that come about for you?
Well, I've always been interested in writing a love story. And this book actually originated with me and my granddaughter having lunch once in springtime. We always arranged to have lunch at the same place and to meet at the same place. And I thought, well, why don't I write a book that includes a granddaughter and a grandmother having lunch? And from there, the book just came about.
That's interesting. So Nana is sort of based on your experiences with your granddaughter in having that lunch. Let's talk about the main characters, and they come to life so well. You bring them to life in A Tear and a Smile, a Love Story. This is the book from Wanganga Shields, book available at Amazon, the usual places. We'll go through that as we talk to the doctor on the program. Let's talk about the two main characters, Clint and Cece. Tell us about Clint, a little bit about his background.
Clint is a Nigerian-American. The parents had immigrated here some years ago from Nigeria, and he more or less was American. He had only been fleetingly in Nigeria, and the last visit to Nigeria was when he graduated from university and was just about to go to law school. And he decided, because he was having a dream about some character in Nigeria that he didn't really know, because his parents had all the time refused to tell him anything about his background. So he confronted his parents and went to Nigeria during his gap year between university and law school. And he came back and became a lawyer in Washington. And here you have Cece, who has more or less, not quite in Nigeria, but has a Nigerian grandmother who actually was half Syrian and half Nigerian, and had also studied in Europe. And where she met her husband and had children, and one of this children was Cece's mother. Cece went to a good university and is also working in Washington, but she's never had any connection with Nigeria. And she's never really met anybody from Nigeria before. So Clint was the first time that she came into contact with a Nigerian.
The book is A Tear and a Smile, A Love Story. Wanganga Shields is the author and our guest on the program. I mentioned, and I don't want to give too much away here, but they met under unusual circumstances one spring weekend. Talk about that, the chance meeting, and then this relationship was slowly developing because of some setbacks, wasn't it?
Yes. Yes, they met, both of them met in a street in Maryland, in Bethesda, Maryland, when the grandmother fell down and Clint came to the rescue and met her. That was the beginning of their relationship. But the relationship went through ups and downs, and both parents, his parent and her parents, were deadly against any relationship between the two of them. And they had to try and overcome all that in the book.
It's very interesting how they balance their American aspirations while at the same time trying to take into account the influence of their respective immigrant families. You really touch on some important topics, some themes in this story, don't you?
Yes. Well, one was that both that racial prejudice is not just a one-sided affair, that many cultures are also racially prejudiced against some stranger who comes into their midst. And that's really the theme of the book, that we should not regard racial prejudice as just being a white-black thing, but that even black people, Nigerians, for example, are also racially prejudiced.
It's a story of young love, family loyalty, and cultural bias. You really develop these characters so well. We feel like we know them as we're reading their story. Did you develop them fully in the beginning before you started writing A Tear and a Smile, or did they sort of evolve as you were getting into the actual telling of their story?
Yes, it sort of evolved in that way, because here you have Clint, whose main interest is in going and searching for lesser-known memorials in Washington and elsewhere, and you have Sissy, who doesn't know anything about the world, but she's just a young girl starting life and enjoying herself. And so I tried to get the two of them together, and it wasn't very easy. The relationship wasn't easy. It wasn't an easy relationship. Clint suffered a lot of tears. He cried a lot and he wept a lot, and so did Rhys. But eventually, at the end of the story, both of them had smiled. And this is really a takeoff from Kahil Gibran's poem, A Tear and a Smile.
Oh, yes.
And
it's so well done. The story is so well told. Here is this sort of a tentative courtship, and they really would like to be together, but they have these outside family influences that are prevalent in trying to deal with those. It is a story so well told by our guest on the program, the author, Wanganga Shields. That's Wanganga Shields. Book available at the usual places, Amazon, publisher, litprime.com. Dr. Shields' website is shield, singular, shieldn.com. All of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You said you wanted to do a love story. This is a love story so well done. I could see this in a motion picture or a television series. Any thought about doing a movie based on this?
Well, I hope anybody listening who is interested in that, I'm quite willing to listen to what they have to say.
Yeah, I think if you read the book, you will see this. It's so visual. You've got this love affair. You've got these outside prejudices that are interfering with that romance. All the elements are there. The book is a tear and a smile. Talk about the other books that you've written. I mentioned them in the beginning. You've got Coming Back, Ijitarus, and I'm probably saying that wrong, Dream, and The Reading of the Will, and I understand you're working on a new one. Talk about what you like to do in your books. I mentioned the Nigerian influence in your writing. What do you like to accomplish with your books?
Well, my three previous books were all sort of centered on where I come from in Nigeria and the culture of the people in Arochukwu. Coming Back really is a takeoff from the belief that when you die, it's only the flesh that, you know, you lose, but that you will come back over and over again. And the Arochukwu really believe that everybody existing in this world now had always were the original people who were created by God, and that we all come back in different forms throughout generations. And I wanted really to bring out that belief in Coming Back.
You do it so well, and all of the books are available at Dr. Shields' website, and I'll give you that several more times as we go on the conversation, and available, of course, at Amazon, litprime.com, a great place to get information on the books as well, and all this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What are you working on now? Are you working on a book currently?
Not really, because, well, you know, A Tear and a Smile was my COVID book, in that I was in the house. I didn't have anything to do. I couldn't go out. So I concentrated and wrote that. I haven't really been able to think of any other book that I want to do. And besides, I am quite old. And my time isn't too long in this world. So I need to do other things, and and so I haven't really concentrated on writing any book.
Well, you sound quite young, and the story is so well told, and I hope that you're able to do more books. I mentioned in the beginning, after you retired from the World Bank and consulting, you started writing. What was it that caused you to start writing? Why the interest in writing and attacking it like you did? You're a very successful published author. Why did you decide to start that second career?
Well, when Chinua Achebe's book came out in Nigeria years and years ago, and it had such a world, everybody liked the book. Many of us in Nigeria hoped at that time to be able to write something about the history of Nigeria, the culture of Nigeria, and the people of Nigeria. And at that time, I also had aspiration to become a writer. But I wasn't able to do it because other things intervened, family, moving around with my husband. And it was only when I retired from the World Bank that I sat down and I said, gee, why don't I go back to this thing that I've always wanted to do? Why don't I try and write something about the culture that will sort of tell people about the culture of where I come from? And that's really how it all started.
What kind of response do you get from family and friends, especially those that know the backstory, know the reasons why you started writing? What kind of response do you get from family and friends?
My Nigerian friends absolutely loved Coming Back because it tells the story of where they come from, where they are, and the story of my homeland, especially my village, my town. And they really like the fact that they hope that people will read about it and read about our culture. So my family also, you know, help in a way, because they are the first people that I give copies of
yes.
the draft read. And so everybody has been very supportive of me.
Who are some of the writers that maybe influence you? Some that you read and you're thinking, boy, they really do a nice job. They're encouraging me to try to write myself. Are there any that have influenced you?
Well, quite a lot of writers had an influence on me. For example, I like Rebecca, you know, the book Rebecca.
Yes.
I liked it very much. And there are several other books that I like. And I also really adore Kahlil Gibran and Rumi. And I like what they write. And I write like, and so I've had a lot of influences. And I can't really say that one dominated the other.
How important is it, do you think, to you are proud of your heritage in Nigeria, a proud U.S. citizen as well. How important is that for, and so many of us, I think, miss that, going back and looking where either we came from or our parents and relatives or grandparents came from. How important is that to know exactly where you came from and to cherish the land as you do it with Nigeria?
Well, I've lived in America longer than I have lived in Nigeria. So, of course, I'm influenced by what I see and by being an American, which I have to say that I'm very proud that I am an American, and I'm also proud that I'm a Nigerian, too. So all this influence... Until I smile, I really wanted also to depict Washington, which I love very much, and all the statues and memorials in Washington. I wanted people to be aware that there are other memorials in Washington other than the ones that we see in the mall. But there are others that are equally important.
Yes, you have a tendency to think what you see in a postcard from Washington, D.C., and the city is so much more than that. And Clint does a very nice job of introducing those memorials that he's very fond of, especially some of the lesser-known memorials in Washington, D.C. What do you hope the takeaway is from reading A Tear and a Smile? It's a great story. It's a great love story, so well written, but... You deal with prejudice and other themes, some that are uncomfortable for people. What do you hope the takeaway is a reader has after finishing A Tear and a Smile?
Well, this is a really difficult question for me to answer. And I just wanted people to know that there are two sides to everything, everything that happens, you know, there are always two sides. There
yes.
isn't just one side. For example, there is, just now we talk about a lot about Black Lives Matter, and at the same time, we are destroying all the monuments that exist. But I think that there is another side to the same question that people should really also consider when they are making a decision. And that's what I feel.
Well, that's so well said. And the book is such a nice and enjoyable read. What a great story that you bring to life. The book is A Tear and a Smile, A Love Story by Wanganga Shields. That's Nwanganga Shields. Dr. Shields' website is Shield, SHIELDN, all in one word, .com. We've got all this on our website. Amazon.com, of course, is a place you'll find the book and other books written by Dr. Shields, and the book published by LitPrime.com. You'll find information there as well. Dr. Shields, a pleasure having you on the program. Hopefully we'll have a chance to do this again and talk about another book. It's been a pleasure having you with us. Thank you for joining us on the program today.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You are very kind. Thank you.
You're welcome. We'll be back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.